This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. It always amazes us how, when political season rolls around, candidates make promises based on public emotion rather than necessarily taking time to find out why some things happen. Case in point is the decision by the Regents at UNM to cut four sports and reduce the amount the athletics department owes the university in budget overruns. Oh, and they also took the action to help the university comply with Title IX requirements of the federal government. But the very, very unpopular decision was made, and the Regents made it based on information they had, and perhaps some we don't. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Both Democrat Michelle Lujan Grisham and Republican Steve Pierce say they would reverse the region's decision. Lujan Grisham said the decision was outrageous and she would reverse it if elected. Really? Since when does the governor have the power to override the decision of a university's Board of Regents? She said at the NAACP forum, quote, "I will work immediately with the legislature to provide whatever oversight and investment we need to immediately restore those programs and to hold universities like the University of New Mexico accountable," end quote. Steve Pierce's comments after this. At the same forum last week, Congressman Pierce said he was critical of the spending practices of the university's athletics department that let them run into the red for the last decade, which is one reason new President Garnet Stokes has begun holding the department's feet to the fire. Then this week, Pierce said, quote, "I am extremely disappointed that UNM would get to a place where cutting sports programs is an answer to bad management decisions. UNM must demonstrate it can manage its budget and ensure it can function at the highest level while protecting Title IX mandates," end quote. When the Albuquerque Journal directly asked both candidates in an email if they would reinstate the sports, Lujan Grisham said, quote, "Absolutely. I will work with administration, the regents, the business community, and the legislature to ensure we have funding for all of our sports programs at New Mexico universities and that we're always in compliance with Title IX," end quote. Huh. Pierce did not directly answer the question. Where the new governor will have power over the university is in who the regents are. Since the state senate has not confirmed Governor Martinez's choices the last 2 years, five of the seven regents' terms will expire the end of this year. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
Legislators and others have long been critical of the power the governor has over the university region system, not only at UNM, but all the state's universities. There have been several proposals to change that and reduce the governor's ability to control how the institutions function. Not a bad idea. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.